Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And our next guest has confessed that his social media addiction, that it got so bad that he outlines it in a new book. And it's a fascinating topic. Dr. Brian Boxer Wachler is with us. Dr. Wachler, how are you?
I'm great, Randy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I can't wait to find out about... Hang on a second. I got a Facebook message. Wait a minute.
I appreciate that. Let me tell you.
Yeah. So, you know, it's I can absolutely believe that people are addicted to social media. But how do you know? I mean, how do you get to that point where it's not just a fun, convenient hobby and that you're addicted to it?
That's a great question. And I do go into great detail about it. But some of the things that you want to be aware of is that if you are checking your social media first thing when you wake up in the morning, and also the first thing or last thing right before you go to bed, that could be a red flag. And classically, people who are addicted or at least heading down that path find themselves scrolling for lots of time and not even realizing, for example, that, you know, a half an hour or more just like slipped by so quickly. And really the hallmark of a social media addiction is it interfering in some fashion with important things in your life, whether it's relationships, which is, you know, probably the first thing to start having.
Sure.
Some of those effects go up because of ignoring people. But, you know, this is such an important topic, Randy, that basically I wrote the book Influenced as a 911 call to action for your listeners, because I'm a Beverly Hills medical doctor with 3.5 million social media followers, and I have a flaw. I easily became addicted to social media. And if this could happen to me, then it's very likely that a lot of people listening right now to your show, or even their children, can easily become addicted too. And really, that's the reason I ended up doing the research and being transparent about my own experience, to show you the warning signs and the tips and the tricks to avoid those problems that I had. And especially for parents, and right now with the holidays, you know, people are getting gifts, you know, for kids with electronics. And I know a lot of times parents feel like they've lost their children to their phones. And that's a whole nother reason I wrote the book Influence, to help them safeguard their children on social media.
Yeah, this is fascinating. We talked to Dr. Brian Boxer Wachler here on the National Defense, and his new book Influenced talks about your social media addiction. And you can see this creeping in everywhere. I've noticed it lately with my wife, honestly. She didn't used to be on any kind of social media. And then she started an Instagram for our dog, and which is fine. But now, I mean, she pays much more attention to her phone than she does to me. And I haven't pointed that out to her, but I think I'm going to get her your book Influenced for Christmas and let her find out for herself. What are people, when they're confronted with that information, what has been your experience in terms of how they react to that?
Well, I can give you myself as an example. So when my family, I have twin daughters who were at the time 14 when I started on TikTok because of them. I was actually in denial. So I did not handle that information well, because I was literally obsessed with growing my platform as quickly as possible and the number of followers. And so initially I was actually not receptive. So don't be surprised if, you know, the loved one that you're trying to communicate and help is like, well, this isn't a problem. I'm not spending that much time. And,
right.
But, you know, I wasn't even aware about the relationship that was taking a hit in the process.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, you find yourself communicating with friends just through social media, right?
Yeah, so a lot of people start then just DMing. And the reality is that most people that are quote-unquote your friends on social media, you've never met in person.
Right.
You've never had a in-person conversation on the phone. And just messaging, it's really hard to develop what you would call a quote-unquote relationship, even though they're friends or followers. And I sort of experienced that too, because when I started talking to some of the influencers I was following, and they were following me for the book, having at least a phone call really did forge more of a real relationship at that point. And But, you know, social media is designed to make us addicted to those platforms with right. the illusion that all these people are giving us the same thing that real relationships do with friends and family. And that's ultimately still the most important thing, is we're humans, we're social, and we need that in-person or at least, you know, live interaction, you know, speaking to somebody at the minimum.
Yeah. We're talking to Dr. Brian Boxer-Wackler here in the National Defense. His new book, Influenced, about social media addiction. It's so funny you bring that up. I just had a conversation last night with a longtime friend of mine that I haven't spoken to on the phone in probably a few years. And we've obviously, you know, texted and social media. But yeah, having that live interaction, it makes all the difference in the world. What if people, if they see a red flag, what do you suggest to people to do the first step with their social media addiction?
I would say put limits on your phone. As a matter of fact, Randy, there's a whole chapter called Living with Social Media in the book that goes into detail about this. But some of the tips would be setting those time limits on the apps, which you can do. And also when you're with people, put your phone away. Like when I go for dinner now with friends and family,
right.
I leave my phone at home.
Right.
Because I don't even want it at the table with me to check. And those are a few safeguards. But that chapter, Living with Social Media, goes into a lot of that.
Yeah, and most of my interaction on social media is business related. How do you get around that?
I think it's great for business. Businesses use it as a platform. A lot of brands work with influencers now for that reason. So that's different than usually the social usage of it, because it's the social usage is where we can get into problems, and also our children too. You know, teenagers are much more susceptible, because their brains haven't fully developed, to those addictive effects of social media. Like, Randy, when you and I were kids, we were taught if the stove is hot, don't touch it.
Right.
But nowadays, kids don't have those kind of interactions with adults to understand what the type of safe behavior is and what to avoid. And that's why, in fact, there's a chapter called Hooked on Clicks that goes into that a lot. But that's what's happening now. Like, we just don't have safeguards like we did when we were young and we were taught don't touch the stove for kids.
Well, I would suggest to people, if you're in the same boat I am in terms of a loved one just totally obsessed with social media, get this book. Influenced. Give it to him for Christmas. That's a safe way. Get out, you know, make sure you get out of the house first. You leave it for them and and see what happens, because that's a great way to do that. Dr. Wackler, thank you so much for the time. What an important lesson this is.
Thank you very much, Randy. It was really nice to be on your show.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.